Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Cat Noir presents The Beast of Bumpkin Manor, Episode 3, Night 2, by Matt Sanders and Kevin Jones.
It's early morning in the rural county of North Remoteshire. In the tiny village of Bleak Dismal, the police station is so small that the control room, front desk, custody suite and canteen are all in the same room. Sergeant Hampshire is manning the phone.
Good morning, this is the police, you're live on air, how can I help? Oh, hello Lord Bumpkin, sir, how's your deceased wife? Sorry sir. What can I do for you this fine morning? Not more murders like last month or the month before, is it, your lordship? Oh, I see. Well, how many this time? Two, just the two? Right, well, that's not as bad as it has been, sir. Yes, sir, of course, it was only night one of the full moon last night, you're quite right. You still think it's some kind of beast then, your lordship? Uh-huh. Yes, sir, that's a good point. Yes, it could be the reason we haven't called the killer yet. How's everything else? Oh, I see. You specifically want to focus on the killings. Yes, of course, sir. Leave it to me. I'll send someone along immediately. Berkshire?
Yes, sir.
Head out to Bumpkin Manor, would you? There's been another couple of bumpkin deaths.
I'd love to, sir. Only I'm not actually a police officer. I'm just wearing the uniform, sir.
Oh, I see. Tabworth?
Yes, sir.
Fancy a murder investigation of Bumpkin Manor?
No can do, sir. You see, I'm not actually a police officer either. This is fancy dress.
Right. What about you, Hereford?
Sorry, sir. I'm here on a deer.
Essex?
Yes, sir.
Don't tell me you're a civilian, too.
I'm afraid so, sir. This police jacket was given to me when I found in the snow because I was cold.
Well, when was that?
1956.
I see. Look, I don't mean to be a nuisance, but is anyone in this room actually a police officer?
Not me.
No,
I'm a criminal.
Right, so who's going to Bumpkin Manor then?
I suppose you could go yourself, sir.
Don't be ridiculous, Hampshire. It was raining last night, everything will be all muddy.
Yes, sir, of course, sir. Sorry. I suppose we're scuppered then.
Actually, I know exactly who to call.
Who, sir?
These guys.
Fighting criminals with the law. Welcome to Cops on Blocks.
09:15 a.m. Bumpkin Manor in the village of Bleak Dismal. Lead Detective Michaels is interviewing witnesses who may or may not be some kind of murderous beast. He starts with the world's most obvious suspect, Matt Sanders.
Oh, hi.
So let me get this right. You received this letter from Lady Pelican Bumpkin. Only when you got here, she'd already been dead for a month.
Yep. Apparently, she was killed during the last full moon cycle by a massive beast.
Before the letter was written.
Exactly.
Have you seen the beast yourself?
I can't say for certain, but Kev and I were chased into the grounds here by some giant monstrous thing with huge red eyes and angry sharp teeth. But I don't want to say it was the beast for definite, just in case it was a neighbour.
Very wise. Where were you when the four bumpkins were killed last night?
Let's see. Me, Kev, and Lord Kingfisher Bumpkin were in the reception room.
I think you mean Kev, Lord Kingfisher Bumpkin, and I were in the reception room.
No, you weren't there.
I'm just correcting your grammar.
Oh.
Tell me what happened.
There was a load of smashing and screaming, so Lord Kingfisher grabbed his shotgun. Only when we got into the hallway, the beast was gone, and Gormless was there looking terrified and worried about cleaning. Kev wouldn't let me see, but apparently the faux bumpkins made quite a mess.
Anything else strange happened whilst you've been here?
No, not at all. It's been a charming stay otherwise. Nice village, lovely pub.
Really? Do they serve food?
Unfortunately not. There's almost a whole wall of writing explaining it.
She.
Oh, wait. There was one other thing, though. I woke up this morning with a note sellotaped to my head. Have a look.
What's this? You will be terribly, terribly murdered.
What do you think it means?
I take it as a threat.
Oh.
Look. The writing on the note and the letter are different, meaning they weren't written by the same person.
Shocking. I'm amazed how many characters want me and Kev dead. We only host a podcast.
What's your next move?
Well, we just want the Cat Noir mobile fixed so we can head home and watch Knight Rider.
Knight Rider? Is that the one with the red Ferrari?
No, that's Magnum. Knight Rider is the chatty Pontiac that can drive itself and save people from peril and cliffhangers.
Oh, yeah. A moustache.
Yep.
Look, I'm afraid you can't leave Bumpkin Manor yet.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but it's an active crime scene. And until I know exactly what's going on here, no one will be going anywhere.
Fair enough. I might get a second breakfast then.
Bring me a bun.
10:25 a.m. Lead Detective Michaels is interviewing Emu Bumpkin.
For the purposes of this record, please state your name.
Very well. My name is...
I don't think we quite got that. Could you say it again?
Oh, really, Constable?
Actually, it's Lead Detective.
Well, as a detective, I would expect you to use your ears better. I already told you my name is...
Perhaps we could move on to more important questions. Where were you last night when the folk bumpkins were murdered?
I slept through the whole thing, Detective. I had had a dreary night with some terrible company, and I retired alone. I woke to the sound of Gormless the Maid, screaming and panicked. By which time, I'm afraid, Robin and Booby were apparently quite dead.
You didn't hear any breaking glass, screaming, or furniture getting destroyed?
I assure you I can sleep through anything. Now, can I go, Detective?
Actually, I've got a lot more I want to ask you. This is a murder investigation, after all. You see, I need to know. Oh, it's true. Okay, maybe the questions can wait. Just don't leave the manor for the time being.
10:30 in the a.m. After taking a two-minute break to get some air, Lead Detective Michaels is interviewing Kevin Chilvers.
Okay, listen to me, Kev. Voice-wise, I'm not really comfortable being alone in a room with you.
Agreed.
So I'd prefer it if we could keep the interview brief.
Fine.
Can you corroborate Matt's story that you, he, and Lord Kingfisher Bumpkin were all in the reception room when the folk bumpkins were killed?
Yep.
Did you also wake up with a note sellotaped to your head this morning?
Yep.
Did it say you'll be terribly, terribly murdered?
No.
Oh. What did yours say?
Here.
What's this? Ditto Matt's note. I suppose the context makes more sense now.
Fine.
Do you have any idea who the killer is?
Nope.
Have you seen the beast with the massive red eyes?
Yep.
Anything helpful you can bring to this investigation?
Nope.
Look, I appreciate you keeping this interview short.
Good.
You can go now, but I'd be grateful if you didn't leave Bumpkin Manor. I've got many more questions. I'll come and find you later. Do you understand?
Bye.
11:15 in the A to the M. Lead Detective Michaels is interviewing Falcon Bumpkin.
Look, I'm telling you the truth, old boy. I simply dumped the faux bumpkins in one of our many spare rooms and then I went off to get a drink.
What kind of drink?
Well, one you could set fire to, naturally.
What happened after that?
I can only presume I passed out, missed the entire blessed thing, woke up this morning in the pantry face down in a wheel of cheese, and another two corpses closer to being rich.
Can anyone vouch for your whereabouts?
Let me think. Well, there's Bumpkin of Bumpkin.
Bumpkin of Bumpkin, the butler?
That's right, old boy. He's the one who woke me up. He told me all about the fair Bumpkin's death.
Where's Bumpkin of Bumpkin now?
I think he had to go to the village on business. Oh, come on. You don't suspect Bumpkin of Bumpkin, do you? He's been with the family for years.
I say, you know who I think did?
Who?
Far be it for me to say, old boy. But if I were to cast my suspicions, I'd be looking towards Kevin Chilvers. He seems unlikely, sir. Why on earth would you suspect him?
Oh, haven't you guessed? It's because I'm an absolute cad, of course.
13:07 p.m. Having got bored with interviewing so many simpletons, Lead Detective Michaels didn't even bother questioning Lord Kingfisher Bumpkin, since his story already checked out with Matt and Kev. Instead, Michaels wraps up this round of questions by interviewing Gormless, the maid.
Oh, it were horrible, sir. All that blood and bits of bone strewn all over the room. And I'd only cleaned at the beginning of the week and all. It's too much, sir. It really is. All this death and murder. No woman should have to see so much blood and horror in such a short term of employ. It's a disgrace, Detective. That's what it is. It's an absolute disgrace.
Can you tell me what happened last night?
Well, I was in the reception room with everyone else
right.
When I got a phone call.
Yes.
Maureen, my friend.
Right.
She's got this terrible problem with her foot, Detective. Oh, it don't half give a jip something chronic.
Look.
I said, Maureen, you think you've got problems.
Yes.
You want to try coming up here to Bumpkin Manor
Look.
Where there's nothing but killing for the cycle of each full moon.
Right.
That'll put hairs on your chest, I can tell you.
Yes.
And who's got to clear all the body parts up afterwards? Old Muggins. That's who.
What happened after the phone call?
Well, I was in the kitchen doing some darning.
Right.
And some washing.
Yes.
And some baking.
Okay.
And some scrubbing.
Right.
And some whittling.
Yes.
And some suckling. And
get to the point, woman.
I'm coming to that now, detective. You see, I heard all this smashing and breaking glass. Then I heard the food bumpkin start screaming. Oh, it were awful, sir. They were making these noises like I make when someone tried to take me to the swimming pool.
What?
I don't like swimming, you see.
Right.
All that flapping around.
But you heard the windows break first and then the screaming, is that right?
Oh, quite right, your detectfulness, sir. Whatever that beast was that killed those poor fool bumpkins came in from outside. I'm quite sure of that.
Interesting. Did you see the beast yourself?
Well, I saw something, sir. Mm-hmm. When I opened the door, it was towering over the faux bumpkin's gloopy bones.
Oh.
But as soon as it saw me with its massive eyes, it charged off back out through the broken window.
Okay.
It and half gave me a fright, detective. I felt quite wan, I really did. Then I saw what was left of the faux bumpkins, and I felt even more dreadful since.
Right.
I might have to look for a new job.
Okay.
This is really becoming intolerable.
Yes.
It's the third full moon on the trot, mm-hmm. and I'm sick of my back feeding sore
yes.
from scrubbing all that blood off the floors.
Yes. Where was everyone else?
Well, Master Falcon was in the pantry, having passed out after a single sherry.
Right.
Miss Emu were in a room asleep, I think.
Yep.
And Lord Kingfisher were in the reception room with Master Kev and Master Matt.
Where was Bodkin of Bumpkin?
Bodkin of Bumpkin the butler, sir.
Yes.
He were out in the village, I think. He often has to go there on business.
And have you seen Bodkin of Bumpkin this morning?
I saw him earlier, sir. He didn't half look tired. Said it was a late night.
And what time was that?
First thing, your detectivalship. Just after the cockerel crowed and the sun came up.
Good grief. Be more specific. That's a very generic time.
I think it was 7:06 a.m, sir.
And how many seconds?
14.
And where's Barking a Bumpkin now?
I think he's had to go back into the village, sir, on business.
Has he indeed?
Yes, sir. I have told you.
I heard you. I was musing.
Well, you're not that amusing, sir.
I said musing, not amusing.
Shall we move on to the next scene?
If you wouldn't mind.
16:15 p.m. With the interviews finished for now, lead detective Michaels is in the reception room with Emu Bumpkin, Falcon Bumpkin, and Kevin Matt, who are talking by the window.
I can't believe we're over halfway through the episode before we even get a chat together, Kev.
I know, it seems like even in our own miniseries, other characters are getting more airtime than we are.
Yeah. Who do you think sent us the letter then, if it wasn't Lady Pelican Bumpkin?
I'm not sure. I've been wondering that too.
Well, according to lead detective Michaels, it wasn't the same person who sellotaped notes to our heads whilst we slept.
Really?
Nope. He says the handwriting's all different.
Great. So now someone else is writing us letters. I wish we got normal fan mail like other podcasts.
You think we're still in danger then, Kev?
I think the entire future of the English language is in danger if people are leaving notes around saying you will be terribly, terribly murdered. I mean, there wasn't even punctuation or anything.
But what about the beast? Do you think it really is an animal? Or can one of the bumpkins somehow transform at will during the cycle of the full moon?
You mean werewolf style, like Lord Kingfisher said?
Yeah.
That would be my bet, Matt. One of the bumpkins using some mysterious lunar transformation to bump off all the others in order to pocket the fortune.
Makes sense to me. I'm still unsure of Bodkin the butler, though.
Yeah, Bodkin the bumpkin. Only I thought the beast was behind us when he opened the door last night.
Well, maybe there's more than one beast.
I hadn't thought of that. But why did everyone in the pub tell us to keep off the moors if the beast's activity is only focused here at Bumpkin Manor?
Not sure, Kev. Maybe it was just an environmental safety thing.
Okay, everyone, listen up.
There's no need to shout, Detective. This is only a small recording studio made to sound like a country manor.
Pay no attention to her, old boy. Tonight's the second night of the full moon. Perhaps come morning, none of us will have to suffer her infernal racket any longer.
Why don't you go yourself, Bumpkin?
That's enough, the pair of you. Bumpkin Manor's already under a great curse with the cycle of the full moon. I will not have you two bickering at each other this night also.
Quite right, Kingfisher, old boy. How can we be of help, lead Detective Michaels?
Actually, there's only two leads.
Of course it is. Tut, tut.
I'm afraid that none of you are going to like this. But we're all staying together tonight, right here in this room, until the moon's passed and the sun comes up.
Really, old boy?
Yes, Falcon. You, me, Emu, Lord Kingfisher, Kev... and Matt.
Woohoo!
Why?
Because if one of us changes into a beast, The rest of us are going to know who it is.
I say, that does sound a bit risky, old boy.
Agreed.
We could all die, Detective. It's a chance I'm willing to take, Lord Kingfisher.
Well, I am not. I absolutely refuse to sit here with any of you a moment longer. Good night.
I'm afraid I can't let you leave this room, Emu. I'll prevent you myself if I have to.
Oh, really? Well, prevent this.
Oh, God. Oh, God, Emu.
Good night.
Actually, you know what? Maybe we should all sleep in our home rooms tonight after all.
01:15 a.m. in the morning. After putting the smell of a bad fart above the logic of all staying in the same room, everyone is inexplicably retired to their own bedrooms, except for Matt, who's sleeping in Kev's room because he's scared. Bumpkin Manor itself is oh so quiet. Shh, shh, and so peaceful until... Ba-ba-da-ba.
What's going on? Get off! Get off it! Stop! How dare you? Stop! Get off it! Take this
powder! Emu Bumpkin is dead. We can only hope, in her final thoughts, she realized her stupidity at not wanting to stay in a room full of people until the moon passed. First on the scene is Gormus the Maid, followed seconds later by lead Detective Michaels.
Oh, why does this keep happening to me? Night after night, it's the ruddy same.
What's happened?
If things keep going on in this fashion, I shall walk, I tell you. I really will.
No, answer me. What's going on?
It's Miss Emu, sir.
Right?
I'm afraid she's dead.
Oh, is she like the others?
See for yourself, sir.
Dear God, she's been torn apart.
Oh, it's a mess. That carpet'll need more than one shampoo, and I expect.
What's all the noise? Uh-oh, has the beast struck again?
I'm afraid so. Don't come any closer. You really don't want to see this.
Fine by me.
Is Kev still asleep?
No, he's awake. He's just staying in his room to minimise voice work between him and you.
That seems wise. Have you seen Falcon?
Last time I saw him was in the kitchen. He passed out after we shared a small shandy.
Right. What about Bodkin and Bumpkin, the butler? Where's he?
I think he's in the village, sir, tending to some business.
Still, good God, woman. It's the early hours of the morning. What the hell does he get up to?
Yeah, good question.
Thanks, Matt.
Me and Kev have our suspicions about him too. Well, I don't rightly know, sirs. What I do know is that I need to inform Lord Kingfisher about Miss Emu. He said to wake him if anything unusual happens in the night, and although bloody murder and scrubbing up bits of bone from the carpet isn't as unusual here as it has been in other posts I've held, I think I should go tell him all the same.
It's a good idea, Gormless. Thank you.
Can't I just have a little look at the murder floor, Detective?
I'm afraid not. It would give you nightmares, and don't call it a murder floor.
Fair enough. I don't want any of those. And sorry, I guess.
Hello? Your Lordship? Can I come in? Ah! Oh, my goodness! Oh, not again! Oh, this is the last straw. It really is.
What's wrong, Gormless?
It's Lord Kingfisher, sir. He's dead!
What?
He's dead!
Yes, I got it the first time. I was just being shocked. Was he killed by the beast?
Oh, it looks that way, sir. There's blood and chunks all over the place. Oh, why do I have to see such depths of bleak, soulless horror? I'd quit my job right now if there was anyone left alive to accept my resignation.
Lord Kingfisher too. A second night of the full moon and two more deaths. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. Matt, get Kevin Falcon, meet me in the reception room. I think I know who the beast is.
You've been listening to The Beast of Bumpkin Manor, Episode 3, Night 2. Written, produced, recorded, and edited by Matt Sanders and Kevin Chulvers. Promotional material by Laurie Stone. If you enjoyed this episode, then remember to give us a like, subscribe, and review wherever you heard us, and be sure to follow us on Instagram at Cat Noir Podcast. Join us again in a fortnight for the thrilling conclusion to the whole Bumpkin Manor saga. Bye!
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.